All right, Monday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. Be blessed as always in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say hey to the chat right here at the bottom. D9597 is on. Hassle Free TV is on. Peg McGroin is on. USA Abby Girl is on. John Phillips is on. Joe Dirt is on. Why Not Me is on. The one and only Nude Monk is on. Ordering in the court is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Never Forsaken is on. My Broken Heart is on. Nude Monk already. Rumble Ranting. Thank you so much, Nude Monk. Veronica 18201 is on. Judy Anita is on. Mike McGoin is on. Why Not Me is on. Buckeye Nut Night 1968 is on. Producer Aaron is on. Dave Souders is on. La Picket Fence is on. Jayana Jones is on. Conservative Waffles on. Steffa Toms is on. The mother of one of our producers tonight, Swethy, is on. Let me see. Confederate One is on. Kep Guy One is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Snod Dodd 311 is on. Mara Z is on. Danow 59 is on. Richard Party 49 is on. Let me see. Coco Dominky is on. Lisa Maurer is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. 23 Justin Blake is on. Pit Rock 68 is on. The one and only Salty Gonads is on. All right, appreciate you guys. There we go. Let me launch right into this. Just on a couple things here on the pregame. Just have to go into it. Long pregame. Sorry about that, but just had to put all this out there. I'm just going to go in the order that I have it written down here. If you saw Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, talking, a lot of you have seen his videos before. Somebody put in the chat, he's a real man. He absolutely is a real man. He was the speaker on the very famous video Aaron and I were discussing during the pregame. Ain't but two genders. That guy, he's awesome. Great guy. He's talking about his own governor. He's the lieutenant governor, and they have no political affiliation, obviously, because you can vote for a leftist governor and a right-wing lieutenant governor and vice versa. So he is as hardcore right-wing as you can get. And he's bad-mouthing Roy Cooper, the governor of North Carolina, because here we are on day 12 of the Aline response. And the governor of North Carolina, has anybody seen him on the grounds? I'm just curious. Has anybody seen him? Anybody seen him on the grounds anywhere in Asheville, North Carolina, anywhere in Western North Carolina? I have not, but maybe I missed it. That does happen. Sometimes I miss it, but rarely. So, and what has he done for his own constituents? I bet you if the hurricane had hit Raleigh, I'll bet you that he'd be there. I bet you if it had hit Raleigh, that Roy Cooper would have moved in to Raleigh. Roy Cooper would be giving a press conference every day because Raleigh, of course, votes Democrat. So now we see that even if you are a governor of a state and you are a Democrat, you will not help your own people in your own state. And of course, we've already seen that if you are, you know, the presidential administration, that unless it is a Democratic Party area, you're going to do nothing. You're like, Tom, that's hyperbolic. FEMA is on the ground doing nothing but hindering. So they're doing a net zero. They all like to get to net zero. They're doing a net negative. Net negative. They're actually hindering rescue efforts, hindering supply efforts, and we'll get to all that in a minute. And then you had Elon Musk. Oh, and last thing. Why hasn't Roy Cooper, why hasn't he activated the National Guard? There's a National Guard in North Carolina. Is everybody aware of that, right? That every state has a National Guard. They have thousands of people that could be doing rescue efforts. And by the way, and again, I'm not speaking condescendingly to the 850 people that are watching, that I can see that are watching, not to mention the CTN audience. I'm not speaking in a condescending tone to you, but I am speaking in a condescending tone to every leftist and every rhino out there. By the way, the National Guard has helicopters, has trucks, has supply trucks, has fuel trucks right there in North Carolina. And here we are 12 days later, and not only is there no federal military response, i.e. the 82nd Airborne, which is 40 minutes away by air, 40 if that, 40 minutes away by air to Asheville, to Western North Carolina. I'm just saying Asheville. I know it's way bigger than Asheville. And by the way, that's another great point. You're like, what point? I was eating popcorn, still coming out of my mouth. It's another great point because the great point's in my own head. Asheville is basically 80% Democrat. So Democrats, if you happen to have stumbled upon this podcast, your own governor and your own politicians don't give any more crap about you than they do about me, just so you know. I mean, that's the way it is, because they only use leftism. They only use what they call progressivism. They only use it for self-aggrandizement and self-profit. They don't really believe any things that they say. That's why they all buy beachfront mansions on the beach when they said that it's going to be, Al Gore said, Al Gore lives on the beach, and he said the beach was going to be gone in 2014. But Al Gore still has his mansion and uses 500-700 times more fossil fuels per year than any of you will ever use in your lifetime with his flying around the globe. So they don't care about you either. So, and then we had, just switching subjects, Elon Musk was talking on Tucker Carlson. And again, listen, I am no acolyte for anybody outside of Jesus. I'm an acolyte for the Holy Ghost, acolyte for Jesus, acolyte for Father God. Other than that, nobody else. But when people are doing good things, Elon is doing great things right now. We need to acknowledge it. If he does something stupid like we do with Trump, we'll talk about it. Trump does something stupid. You heard about it on this podcast. Big time. Big time. I ripped him hard for his latest rhetoric on abortion, which I hated. But anyway, but then again, he overturned Roe v. Wade. So Musk right now, I always tell you, I fall in and out of love with Elon Musk. Right now, I'm madly in love. Madly in love with Elon. I may send him a Valentine's card, a Christmas card, maybe send him some candy. I don't know. Madly in love with Elon Musk right now. Doing a great job. Obviously endorsed Donald Trump. Just spoke at his rally. Is it wearing a MAGA hat. Aaron showed me the other day. It's either Aaron or my son. Can't remember which. Show me that Elon has changed his profile pic on Twitter to him with a MAGA hat on. So, I mean, that, listen, people don't do that because they're afraid of the ramifications of doing things like that. They're not like you and I. You and I just say what we say, and we let chips fall where they may, but other people are not like you and me. But he's on Tucker, and he's saying, you know, one of the major reasons why people are not voting for Donald Trump, even though I'm going to show you the polls in a minute, we're winning. But anyway, while the bourgeois leftist globalist elitist billionaire class is scared to death of Donald Trump, is a very simple thing, is that Donald Trump is going to release the Epstein flight log. You know, people think that the Epstein flight log or the Epstein client list has been released. It has not been released. Little tiny chunks that weren't redacted from a trial log were released from evidence that we used in a trial. That's all. The Epstein client list and the Epstein flight log has never been released at all. Dick Durbin, a Democrat, and again, I would love for some Democrat to please send me, log on to Rumble, get into the chat, and send me why it is. Tell me the virtuous reason why little Dick Durbin will not release the Epstein flight log. I'm just curious. I mean, tell me what the virtuous reason is. Just like tell me the virtuous reason for no voter ID. Tell me that. I'm just curious. What is it? When you actually have to have an ID for everything else in life, everything, but not to vote, I want you to tell me the virtue behind that. But anyway, so why wouldn't these bourgeois leftist elitist billionaires want this released? Well, because they're on the list. Reid Hoffman, who is the founder of LinkedIn, obviously co-founder with Elon Musk for PayPal, turned PayPal into an absolute disaster after Elon Musk made it a cool thing. But anyway, Reid Hoffman is behind the civil rape charges, E. Jean Carroll charges, in New York City. The civil rape, remember, E. Jean Carroll says that Donald Trump raped her in a dressing room like in the 90s or something like that, 80s or 90s, something. I can't remember. It's been a while since I've looked at it. But with no witnesses, no DNA, no evidence that they've ever met, no evidence that Trump was there, very much a Christine Blasey Ford Kavanaugh story. No time, no date, no witnesses, no corroborating evidence, no DNA, nothing. Reid Hoffman funded that entire case. He funded all the attorneys behind E. Jean Carroll, where you had Letitia James change the statute of limitations so E. Jean Carroll could sue Donald Trump for rape. You're like, don't you get arrested for rape? Well, no, the statute of limitations criminally was long gone. And the statute of limitations civilly was long gone, but they changed the rules. They had to hire a cadre of lawyers and then change the statute of limitations, right? That's exactly what happened. Letitia James being behind it. Letitia James now, guess what rumor has about Letitia James? She wants to be the mayor of New York City. I wonder why they're getting rid of Eric Adams then. because they want Letitia James in there. Weird. Isn't how that funny how that all works, isn't it? You had Eric Adams just a few months ago flying to D.C. to meet with his best friend, Joe Biden. And in flight, his campaign finance director's home was raided by the FBI, and now he's facing all sorts of charges. Weird, isn't it? And now Letitia James wants to be the mayor of the largest city in America. So Reid Hoffman funneled, financed this entire E. Jean Carroll hoax. Only problem is that Reid Hoffman definitively has been on Epstein Island, along with our good friend Billy Gates. Not on the Lolita Express. On the island. Reid Hoffman was there. So is he doing what I call the Mar-a-Lago deception, where Donald Trump has, under the Presidential Records Act, legal possession of documents at Mar-a-Lago, but they know that Joe Biden has 1,850 boxes of highly compartmented classified documents in three different locations that are not in a SCIF, that are not being guarded by the Secret Service. So they go ahead and raid Donald Trump so that they can then say Donald Trump's doing it too, and then not charge Joe Biden because, according to the special prosecutor, he was mentally deficient. So listen, everything that you and I have believed, if you're 50, 56 years old like me, as you believe for over 50 years, it's all a lie. Everything's a lie. Are they making these hurricanes? Are they actually seeding these hurricanes? I believe so. I do. I believe so. It's very strange that we're fine until there's an election year, and lo and behold, here they come, an election year, right into a heavy red area. Weird, isn't it? I'm wondering, are these Hurricane Hunter flights, are they seeding the hurricane, or are they dropping little things? They drop things inside the storms. Everybody knows that, to measure the wind, barometric pressure, things like that. Because there has not been a hurricane that's formed on that side of the Gulf just a little while ago. I mean, since 1888. Not one. And then suddenly, right at the quintessential moment in history where you had better elect Donald Trump or the country's gone, Kamala Harris is to this country what Helene was for Asheville. And then two other things with Karine Jean-Pierre. What's up? Aaron, you got that pic for me? What's up with that? Who wears, when you get up in the morning, you put that on and you look in the mirror and you think, I look good? And that's from, I'm stealing this from Aaron, from the My Two Moms collection. Available at Target.
JCPenney.
Hey, you know what? They're going to hire Herbert the Pervert to be. Yeah, go ahead, Aaron.
Oh, yeah. You can get one of these suits on sale right now. You just bring both your moms in, and I'll just make sure that you're not lying. That they are your moms, and I'll give it to you for 50% off.
There you go. So we're renaming her Bugsy Kareen. So that's Bugsy Kareen right there. And she's being asked a question by Ducey. Why is it that we're sending? I mean, listen, folks. Does everybody realize that Joe Biden today is sending $157 million to Lebanon? But I'm serious. Aaron's laughing. I'm laughing. We're sitting right next to Bugsy. But the thing, $157 million to Lebanon and nothing to North Carolina? Nothing at all? And she sits there and says, the premise of your question is misinformation. How is a question ever misinformation? So he asked a question, how can we do this? And then you guys say that you're prioritizing these people or that FEMA is broke. Everybody realizes that, just like the Iran, when the Biden administration gave $60 billion to Iran, that finances are fungible. You can move them around. So, you know, we could actually take the $157 million that we printed, that's monopoly money that we're sending to Lebanon, and go ahead and finance the rescue operation inside of North Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia, and other states too, in Virginia. And then she says, we are providing lots of money for everybody, but people are deciding not to use it. I want documented proof of that. Show me documented proof of people in Asheville, people in Georgia, people in Tennessee not using checks handed to them. I would love to see that because it's all bold-faced lying. All right, so let's get, I hate to continue to be kind of the weather show here And I'm going to try to get through this as quick as I can so we can talk about other things other than the weather, because a lot of you are watching. Florida's got nothing to do with you. Obviously, I'm sitting here in Northport, Florida. And if you look on the map and you look at Milton, you wouldn't want to be sitting where I'm sitting. And I was sitting right here, Aaron and I were, 2 years ago, just about 2 years ago to the day.
Yeah,
we were sitting here and doing a, right? I mean, I think Ian hit about 4 hours after we were done here. It started to hit. That means when we were done here. So we were trying to do the podcast all the way up to the moment. If we lose power or whatever, I'll put out notices. We'll see what the deal is with it. We've prayed it away. We're believing for that. If we fail in our faith and it hits, I mean, we'll still be okay, and we'll just go from there. But anyway, so let's get into this for just a moment. Oh, man, I put my stuff out of order, I think. Yeah, I did. Hold on a second. What the heck did I do here? All right, I don't even know where my notes are. Oh, no, that's not it. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what I did with all my stuff. Hold on a second. Let me get organized. I think I might have chucked them out here. What the heck? Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is.
This is my first.
I got it all tied up in my pregame. But anyway, all right, so here's Todd Starnes. Todd Starnes' tweet. And Todd Starnes leans right. I mean, just barely leans right. Weather modification is real. Fact check true. From the mid-1960s through the early 1980s. And a lot of people are like, oh, come on. That's right-wing conspiracy theory. That's Alex Jones stuff. Let's go through Alex Jones and what he's predicted and what he said. Again, I'm no acolyte for anybody. I've met him. Super great guy. But I'm just telling you, no acolyte for anybody. What has he said that isn't true? Remember how everybody mocked him about Epstein Island? That turns out to be true. Remember how everybody mocked him about turning frogs gay? Now you have Democrats saying it.
Yeah.
They are turning frogs gay. I mean, it's as simple as that. You know, everybody, you just tune on. Just put Alex Jones frogs gay, and you can watch his dissertation on it. And now everybody is acknowledging that it's true. So he's been saying they've been modifying and controlling the weather for years. Well, they have been, folks. They have been. Actively pursued Project Storm Fury. Now, we all thought, and again, many of you were red-pilled long before me. So, you know, you don't have to send me the chat, Tom. I knew about it. I got it long before you did. I agree. You probably did. I'm just saying, nobody heard about gain-of-function research either until 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 4.5 years ago. Nobody, I didn't hear, did you hear gain-of-function research?
No,
me neither. I didn't hear about it. We're pretty politically active.
Yeah.
Okay, I never heard of gain-of-function research. So if they can create viruses and make them more transmissible, I mean, create the actual virus, and then make it more transmissible to human beings, then you're telling me they can't stoke storms? They can't make storms basically more transmissible to human beings? That they can't make them more dangerous? You know, make the winds higher? Make them more impactful? They're telling me they can't because they've been trying to do it since the 1980s. And by the way, it's 2024. So we really have to be dumb to think they haven't progressed in making storms stronger, right? And then they named the project Storm Fury. A program of experimental hurricane, specific hurricane modification. This started in the mid-60s. It started in the mid-60s, actively pursued in the 80s. So let's just say 1980. We're talking about 44 years later, folks, and we don't think that they've progressed in strengthening storms or creating storms or stoking storms. You're not maybe starting with nothing. It's just kind of strange how no storm has ever started in that area of the Gulf since 1880. And right here at a campaign time, you're going to hit the I-4 corridor with it. I-4 corridor, which is all red, all voting for Trump by the tens of thousands over Kamala Harris, hundreds of thousands over Kamala Harris. Kind of weird. All right, go to the next one for me. Antonio Sabato Jr. video, CBS, 9 years ago. Play for me.
You know, they were talking about climate change yesterday, and now we're learning that scientists and researchers are looking at how to change the weather on purpose. That's right. Lasers now could one day manipulate rain and lightning. CBS This Morning contributor Michio Kaku is a physics professor at City College of New York. Professor, nice to see you. Extraordinary seeing Al Gore and Bill Clinton there together with Charlie, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, they did not get into this discussion,
no.
though. But it is fascinating. I mean, lasers, really, to change the weather?
That's right. Well, as Mark Twain once famously said, everyone complains about the weather, but no one ever does anything about it. Well, instead of doing a rain dance, we physicists are firing trillion-watt lasers into the sky to actually precipitate rain clouds and actually bring down lightning bolts. This is potentially a game changer.
But this is experimental.
It's experimental. However, in the laboratory so far, it works. When you have water vapor and you have dust particles or ice crystals, you can precipitate rain. It condenses around the seeds. These seeds can also be created by laser beams. By firing trillion-watt lasers, you rip apart the electrons, creating what are called ions, and these ions act like seeds, like dust particles, bringing down rain and even lightning.
Go ahead.
Well, this fascinates me in part because, too, I remember reading the stories that China had used this during the Olympics, that the USSR had used this after Chernobyl to create rain clouds. I mean, did those really work then? We have some of these capabilities now?
Inconclusive. Even in the 60s, the CIA used this to bring down monsoons during the Vietnam War to wash out the Viet Cong. Governments have been playing with this thing.
Alleged to,
right.
Yeah.
Now, we realize that for decades now, these governments have been alleged to have experimented with weather control, but nothing conclusive. This time we're bringing in the laws of physics rather than simply waving our hands and uttering mumbo jumbo. We're actually using trillion-watt lasers now. And in the laboratory, sure enough, they precipitate rain out of water vapor. Sure enough, you can actually bring down electricity down the beam.
So what does it mean for drought areas that need to have rain for crops? And if they don't have them, there's in the consequences of famine.
Well, the bad news is, if it's a clear blue sky, it's not going to do anything at all, because it only takes water vapor that's already in the air and condenses it. However, for floods, for agriculture, farmers, for people planning wedding parties, football games, you name it, outdoor events and agriculture and flooding and even hurricanes, all of them could be subject to weather modification.
Incredibly interesting. Professor Michio Kaku, thank you so much.
All right, a couple things off the chat here. Texas Billy, who's actually a really close friend of mine, goes to the church here, but he is a really close friend of mine. He wrote, heat the water and poof. Exactly right. Exactly right. Heat the water and poof. Now, this aired, of course, on CBS 9 years ago. And what are they doing right there? Folks are just shooting a trillion-watt laser into the clouds. That's not me. This is not Tom Lipley. Somebody mentioned Pastor Rodney Howard Brown in the chat, who's my pastor. It's not Pastor Rodney talking about it. It's not Alex Jones talking about it. It's CBS freaking, that's Norah O'Donnell, who just narrated the Trump debate. Remember her? She was one of the three people, the vice presidential debate. She was one of the three people that J.D. Vance had to debate. That's her saying that. 1 trillion watt lasers into the cloud. Aaron said in response to this, quote, people are stupid. Yeah, you know, you are. Let God do it. Stop injecting yourself with Anthony Fauci's vaccinations. And you know what? Stop messing with the weather. God's got it. Yahweh did it just right. He created this whole world through Jesus. Leave it alone. Colossians 1:15 and 16. Through Jesus. Interesting point by Leon Fishpuppy, which is, by the way, even though she calls herself Leon. Leon Fishpuppy's a girl. In the chat, she said, I never thought of this. Really, really, really good point. Is this the October surprise? Good point. Maybe somebody goes out there with a trillion watt laser. I'm not making it up. CBS News said it. Goes out there with a trillion watt laser, goes out into the area of the Gulf where there hasn't been a hurricane formed since 1880 and shoots one of those bad boys up into the forming clouds that are already there. And lo and behold, everybody remember too? Weird. Remember Mayorkas and his talk, one of his idiotic tirades? He was talking about, am we going to have another hurricane? Whoever says that? This is long before Milton came around. Mm-hmm. And DHS, which, by the way, FEMA's under DHS, he actually says there's going to be, just like Fauci said, there's going to be another pandemic. Fauci, before Trump took office, said there's going to be a pandemic during the Trump administration. And there hadn't been a pandemic since, really, the Spanish flu. And I mean, again, I'm 56 years old. When was the last pandemic? And now they're claiming, like, we're going to have a pandemic every year because of climate change, which cannot be explained. It's a nonsensical statement. And then it's just basically admitted by the scientist on CBS News with Norah O'Donnell that they were creating monsoons in the 60s. You're telling me they're creating monsoons in the 60s to drown out the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese army, and they can't do it now? Listen, if you don't believe they're manipulating the weather, am I saying definitively that Milton was formed? You got that other piece for me, Aaron?
Yeah,
that other
cutout.
Yep. Just throw it up whenever you get it, because I don't even remember what it was, but I do want to talk about it. Yeah, there it is. So I wanted to show you this. So can I definitively prove it? No, I can't prove it. So I'm not going to say it's definitively true because I can't definitively prove it. But at first, none of us, right now, nobody can definitively prove that COVID-19 came out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology because none of us know what to look at under a microscope. But if you actually talk to people who know, it is definitely, definitely man-made. So if they can man-make a virus that allegedly kills 5 to 18 million people globally, they can't manipulate weather at all. This aired 9 years ago. CBS purpose of controlling weather, agricultural droughts and floods, commercial big events and sensitive buildings, and the military. Who's controlling the military right now? The biggest woke transgender operation that's ever existed. What do you mean ever existed? There's never been one that's existed before. We've never had a woke military until now. Now we have everybody controlling our military, whether it's White Rage Millie, I know he's retired now, or his replacement. You know, I mean, come on, Lloyd Austin. This isn't just a mere sort of cycling of different political persuasions over a period of time. This is hyper globalist leftists controlling our military. And who does the flights? Who are the hurricane hunters? The military. They're flying out of an Air Force base in southern Florida. You know, the same Air Force that lost their F-15 that said that it burned to the ground. Remember that? That said it fell on the ground and it said it crashed and there's no flight wreckage on the ground, just a burn mark. Like when my dad lit my lawn on fire trying to cook a turkey. That's what it looked like. There's no fuselage. There's nothing. Why? Because they probably flew it because Biden is under constant extortion from the CCP because the CCP knows that Joe Biden received $1.4 billion through Hunter Biden. The Biden family did in his consultancy fees when Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew over to China in 2014 and the CCP-controlled bank hired Hunter Biden because of his banking expertise, which doesn't exist, and gave him and his companies, the 23 shell companies, $1.4 billion. So Joe Biden is endlessly being extorted by the CCP. I'll bet you right now they just flew that thing down to, for all intents and purposes, the CCP PLA aircraft carrier down, landborne aircraft carrier down in Cuba because the Chinese now have a substantial military presence in Cuba. And why didn't you never see the Biden administration go after China at all? Because China owns them, just like Zelensky owns them. With Hunter's connections to Privat Bank and Metabiota inside of the Ukraine, money laundering. And not only money laundering, but Metabiota was in partnership with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Absolute fact, undeniable fact. So do I believe they're seeding storms and manipulating the weather? Absolutely, absolutely. All right, go to the next one for me, Jack Straw tweet. All of these, by the way, I got from Rodney Howard Brown, Todd Starnes tweet, the Anthony Sabato Jr. video, and also Jack Straw tweet. Got them all from Rodney Howard Brown. He and I were talking on the phone today, and he gave me all of his stuff. Actually, he sent me some, and then I stole some of it from him. But anyway, Jack Straw, the NOAA has deleted. Weird. Why do government agencies delete things now? They didn't delete things under the Trump administration. They delete things under the Biden administration. That's kind of weird, or the Harris administration. Why does Anthony Fauci go on the NIH website and delete all things about gain of function research? That's kind of weird, isn't it? Why did Anthony Fauci have the definition for the word vaccine changed? Why are all the Anthony Fauci's emails redacted? Why is NOAA deleting its NextAd Radar product page to hide what it's doing to Milton? Follow Jack. This is not a small account on Twitter. Follow him. Major cover up underway at the government after they were busted. Geoengineering Hurricane Helene. Let's all look into it, shall we? We're going to trust these people? Mask, stand 6 feet apart, take 10 vaccines. We're going to trust these idiots? CO2 is an existential threat to your life is what they tell us. Well, tell us when it becomes an existential threat to our life. We know that's 0.04% of the atmosphere. When does it become an existential threat to our life? At 0.06, at 0.1? When does it become an existential threat? They can't say it. They want to take our assault rifles without being able to define what an assault rifle is. They want to call a man a woman and a woman a man without being able to define either one. We're going to listen to these people? Oh, come on. It's right-wing conspiracy theory. They've already admitted manipulating the weather. I mean, again, that was CBS News. One trillion watt laser being shot in the clouds? That sounds like weather manipulation to me. Is that what the hurricane hunters are doing? Hey, you know what? Let's go here and stir. It's weird, too, because earlier in the week, 40% of developing into a hurricane. I'm like, whoo, good. Hurricane season's over. I'm all happy. By the end of the week, absolutely miserable. Absolutely miserable. Pouted all day Saturday. All day. Just took the whole day to pout. That's what I did. Didn't speak to anybody. Sat in my room alone. In the dark, in my room. Just sat there. Didn't even watch anything. Sat there. Pouted. That's what I did. But then I had to preach on Sunday, so I need to get myself. You better get yourself right. So I got myself right. But anyway, earlier in the week, 40% chance of even developed. Next thing I know, they're going, 50%. And the next thing I know, hurricane, it's a Cat 1 hurricane about to become a 5. That never happens, folks. I've been in Florida since 1980. I've never seen anything like Helene. Oh, it's global warming. Okay, nothing has changed here. The temperatures are the same. The ocean temperatures, the Gulf temperatures are the same as they've always been. You know, I could go over this whole climate change thing. Okay, I'll just give you one example. Remember how they tell you that it's so much hotter now? The temperatures are so much hotter on average. Do you know why that is? It's all lies. And they caught them lying in the UN too, with their lying back and forth and acknowledging the lies at the UN, which would have ended any sort of rhetoric on our part. If you and I had a certain rhetoric and we were caught, if Aaron and I were caught lying back and forth, the media would swarm in to destroy us. Well, that is what happened to the UN. They were caught lying about all of their weather stats and admitting to one another that climate change is a complete hoax, admitting it to one another. But we need to hold up the illusion of climate change for our political aspirations and our political expediency. So it's all a lie. But one of the things that Aaron and I discovered, and you can discover, it's very easy, it's out there, it's just open source data, is where do they pull temperature readings from now? I mean, back in 19, because they'll compare like today's temperatures to 1920. Look how much they've gone up. Well, here's the thing. Where they pull their temperature readings from are airport tarmacs now. Anybody ever tried to step on concrete in Florida in August? You can fry an egg on it. My dog, when I'm walking, he's out. That's what, if you're wondering what that little cut is on my nose, he hit me in the face today, my dog. Bam, right in the face. Malamutes, they like to jump up and whack you in the face. I don't know what their deal is, but he did. I actually had blood dripping off my nose. Oh my, I never even had that happen to me as a football player or a cop. My dog did it to me. Boy, it doesn't look like much now, but it was pouring off my nose. Came up and just popped me right in the face. Malamutes do that. They come up and they hit you in the face with their nose. It's like a sign of affection, but it's quite painful, actually. But anyway. But anyway, so that's where they're taking temperature readings from. So it's a little different when you insert a thermometer in a grass field in 1920, and now in 2024, you go ahead and insert a thermometer on the tarmac at Tampa Airport. A little different in temperatures, right? And that's the thing. So all the climate change stuff, I'm preaching to the choir, is all bullcrap. All right, let's go to the next thing. Let's go to Hurricane Helene. That's enough on Hurricane Milton. We'll keep you. You don't need me to keep you updated. Everybody, you'll know. But we'll keep you updated as far as what we're doing with the podcast. But anyway, Jesse Waters video alert. At least 230 Americans are now dead. Play for me.
Fox News alert. At least 230 Americans are now dead from Hurricane Helene and hundreds still missing, while thousands have had their lives obliterated. President Trump with the people today. Here he is just moments ago in North Carolina at a town hall. Watch.
My name is Allie, and I'm from the foothills of North Carolina. Our entire community has been decimated. Thank you, President Trump, for visiting the disaster sites to bring attention and donating millions in relief. This week, we have learned that not only did 13,000 murderers illegally cross our border, but FEMA is out of money because they have been providing $9,000 to every illegal. Enough, enough is enough. We must put Americans first. How soon will you start deporting the murderers?
So let me just tell you that you're right about that. It's 13,099 to be exact. We're going to get them out. We're going to have the largest deportation in history. I'm not proud to say that either, but it's a tough thing to do. And we're going to get Anna, we're going to get the criminals out. We're going to start with the worst of them, and we're going to get them out. You know, Kamala should be here. She shouldn't be anywhere else.
So always vote for the person that makes absolute definitive statements. We're going to get people out. Not, we want to know your story, and we want to know your background, and then we'll make decisions based on... No. We're going to get them out. So great statistics. I always list heavily toward statistical data. So FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, has so far given $9,000 per illegal. I don't know whether that's 2024 or since the Biden administration has taken over, but on average, $9,000 per illegal. What did they offer the residents of Tennessee, in Georgia, and North Carolina? What did they offer them? $750. $9,000 for an illegal who broke the law coming into our country. And by the way, all that $9,000 went to the 13,000 murderers that Joe Biden's allowed into the country in 3.5 years and 15,000 sex offenders that he's allowed into the country. It's actually more than that on each side. So really, to sum it up, 30,000 sexual offenders and murderers have been allowed in by Joe Biden. And when they crossed the line, when they crossed the border, he handed them a check for $9,000, which, by the way, you're going to get upwards of $20,000 a month as an illegal alien in NYC. When you add up their hotel room at their 5-star hotels that you can't get into. Eric Trump was talking about it. You can't get a hotel room in New York City. They're full of illegals, except you go to extremely high dollar ones. And by the way, last thing, Donald Trump has donated millions to this effort so far and raised millions to this effort so far. What's Kamala Harris done? Nothing. And FEMA's doing nothing. All right, so here's somebody on the ground here. Let me get to the video. I'll give credit here. Insurrection Barbie video. I have been here since day one. Here's a resident. It's been helping with the rescue operation since day one. I'm sure FEMA is here, but they're such a small presence that I haven't seen them. So now you've got Donald Trump, who's been on the ground there a couple times, raised millions, probably in the tens of millions now. Last I checked, this is 10 days ago, it's 4.7 million that he'd already raised, given millions, and Kamala Harris, nothing. Joe Biden, nothing. They're just like a typical Democrat. Democrats always allow the government to be their benevolence. They don't ever give themselves. You always look at a giving record of a leftist. They give nothing. They, on a percentage basis, they make fun of Christians, call us weird because we give 10% of our money as a tithe. They give nothing. They give nothing to no one ever while they rake in billions. You just look at the charitable giving of any of these people. But anyway, so instead of actually doing something themselves, they do nothing. They send in the government to do it. But under Democrats, the government is completely and totally worthless. Pretty worthless under Republicans, too. And I hate to say that as a die-to-the-wall Republican, but I'm just saying, pretty worthless under Republicans, too. But at least there's a chance under Republicans. But under Democrats, completely worthless. He says, FEMA is here. I'm sure FEMA is here, but I haven't seen them. Play for me.
Here's the truth about the FEMA presence in Asheville, Swannanoa, and Black Mountain.
While the media is making it out like FEMA's got a big presence here, let me tell you something. I've been here since day one, the night the storm came. I'm in Swannanoa right now, and I live right over there, and I have seen zero FEMA, okay? I'm not saying that FEMA's not here. FEMA is here. Now, we talked to our friends in Black Mountain a few nights ago that's volunteering. They work at one of our favorite restaurants. We said, what's the deal with FEMA? Is FEMA confiscating stuff? Everybody's been saying that on the internet. Listen, they said that FEMA did come through to this big donation center there and told them they wanted to take all control of all supplies. They wanted to go to one central hub, and in that hub, they would control who gets what. But I'm going to show you one spot of probably 50 or 100 spots. That's the local network of volunteers and people that are local coming in to help this community. Like, just look at this. There's a big long line of cars and all this free stuff, free hot food, free water, free supplies, free medical supplies, everything you want. Right over here is a whole team of people just out grilling hamburgers and giving them away. Free gasoline, free propane, everything you need. And zero of this came from FEMA.
came from the hearts of real great Americans. And we don't give a crap who gets the credit. The facts are, from the man right here on the ground that's been running donations back and forth, we've given away all kinds of stuff here from everybody that supported us, dropped off in Johnson City, Tennessee. We've given away propane, cash, gas, portable showers, everything to all these people. Let me tell you something, that the people is what's supporting Asheville, North Carolina. It's unbelievable. And we want to say thank you. Share this video. Leave a comment. Tell us what you think. God bless you all.
So Aaron brought up a really good point while we were watching this. He goes, you know, one of the reasons why they don't like videos like this is they're, the government's sitting there going, people are going to discover that we don't need them. We don't. That's why we can cut our budget. We don't need welfare at all. Since Social Security has already been paid it for by everybody, we can keep Social Security. We don't need welfare. We don't need a Department of Education. We don't need the FBI. Just leave it all up to sheriff's offices and police agencies. I mean, they can have joint jurisdictional task forces when it crosses city or county or state lines. We don't need any of those things. Cut it all. What are they doing? We're at $36 trillion of debt. A $6.8 trillion 2024 budget. Where's FEMA? $6.8 trillion budget. Of course, we're only bringing in $4 trillion worth of taxes, $4 to $5 trillion worth of taxes. So we're going $2 to $3 trillion in debt in 2024 again, which is why we're close to $36 trillion in debt right now. And they're hiding part of that debt too. But anyway, and we're $100 trillion more in debt and unfunded liabilities like Medicare, Medicaid. But anyway, why do we need them? A lot of these people in government will create the need so that they can keep a job. If you are the military industrial complex, what do you need? You need war. If you are the medical industrial complex, what do you need? A pandemic to treat. We don't need these people. You're saying no need for any government? Yes, we need a military and a state, a national transportation organization so that we can fly coast to coast, trains, interstate highways, all that's basically it, folks. We don't need anything else. They know it. What are they doing for the citizens? He named three towns or cities: Black Mountain, Swannanoa, and Asheville. What are they doing? Nothing. He's been there from day one. We're day 12 of hurricane. It's day 12 since Hurricane Helene hit that area. He can't find FEMA. That video is from today. He can't find them. Why in the world do we give $20 billion to FEMA? Joe Biden just sent out $157 million to Lebanon. Wall Street Apes video. Video proof. FEMA helicopters are blocking Greenville, South Carolina airport. So you're telling me, Tom, not only are they not helping, they're actually hindering rescue and relief efforts? Yes. Any leftard that's watching right now, 1,074 people that are watching that I can see, I don't know how many people are watching on the Christian Television Network, send me pictures of FEMA helping people. I mean, we're 12 days in. Again, Brent, Aaron, and I could get in one of our vehicles right now. Maybe we can get into Brent's electric Mustang if we could hit enough charging stations on the way up there. I'm saying this because his parents roasted him for driving around in an electric vehicle. But anyway, and if we could get enough charging stations that were never built by the Biden administration after giving $8 billion to that effort, maybe we could get there. Now, if we just get into Aaron and I's trucks, that actually means that we're masculine and actually aren't geldings. We got into our F-250s. We could, the three of us, we could be up there, right? We could be up in this area. I've driven in Asheville before. We could be in that area. In somewhere between, depending on the traffic, 9 to 12 hours. They can't. FEMA can't be found in 12 days. 9 to 12 hours, FEMA are missing in action, cannot even be located in 12 days. And not only are they not present, wherever they are actually present, all they're doing is killing people. Tom, that's hyperbolic. If you are hindering rescue efforts, you're day 12. You can only survive without water for 3 days. 3 to 4 days max. It's day 12, and they're hindering rescue and relief efforts. Don't believe me? Watch this video. Play for me, Brent.
What's happening? We're at the airport again. Well, we're at the airport today. Yesterday, they ran like 30-something planes, a bunch of trips up to Western North Carolina, Asheville, you know, that whole area, wherever they can land and drop off supplies. And FEMA has flown in like 10 or more helicopters and blocked a runway here at Greenville downtown, completely took over, or almost took over the operation, just because they're doing some good here. FEMA's going to come here and try to stop it. And they took over one of the hangars over here, too. We'll show you as much as we can. It's absolutely ridiculous. Okay, here's the helicopters that are blocking one of the runways here at Greenville downtown. All flown in by FEMA helicopter pilots. And they're just sitting there doing nothing. And you have Greenville Aviation over here taking in all kind of supplies, everything that people want to drop off. There's a huge operation going on over here. Yesterday we ran about 30-something planes, or they did, I didn't fly anything, but just putting stuff in planes, taking it up to Asheville and other areas, and they came in and halted. FEMA came in and halted all that operation. And there they are, just sitting over there, doing nothing. When there's thousands of pounds of supplies over there that could be taken, they're just sitting there doing nothing and blocking the runway with however many helicopters.
Hey, Aaron, just do me a favor. See if you can give me that pic of those two little tents where they're sitting there doing nothing. Just see if you can, or just, you can run the video side by side and just freeze it on those areas. So again, I sincerely do apologize for the redundancy here, but if FEMA was there or the military was there, 5 seconds until I'm off Christian Television Network. They're not banning me, folks. Just switch over to Rumble. Switch over to Rumble. But anyway, if FEMA was there, the military was there, and they had a big rescue relief operation going on. Oh, that's perfect. It even has the title on top of it. They have the description on the bottom. There they are, just sitting there over there doing nothing. That's perfect, Aaron. Great job. No wonder you're the producer of this show. But anyway, if FEMA was there and they had a massive rescue operation, dump trucks everywhere, front end loaders, road graders, helicopters, everything, and civilians were getting in the way, that's one thing. But FEMA's not, this is FEMA's presence. They bring in what I take to the beach. That's what they bring to a hurricane relief site with 1,000 people dead. No roads, no bridges, no homes, no food, no water. They bring what I bring to the beach. That's what they bring. This is, by the way, that's day 11. Day 11, that's how FEMA. So not only is FEMA doing nothing, and again, if they were there and they had this huge rescue operation, the military was there, huge rescue operation, they're like, civilians, we need to get you out of the way. And they're just generating relief and generating rescues and saving lives, flying all over the place. Great. I mean, like, everyone needs to get out of the way. We got two cops in the room here, the one I was making fun of, and just a second ago, Brett and I. We've been involved in rescue efforts. We need the civilians to get out of our way. We do. That happens. Okay. Been part of it. He's been part of it. We didn't understand how it works. But you can't tell civilians to do nothing when you're not there or your presence is beach. That's your presence is what I bring to the beach. So not only are they doing nothing, if there's any leftard that's watching this, send me a message explaining the virtue of flying helicopters. By the way, that they hired, they're all private helicopters that FEMA hired using our taxpayer dollars and flew them onto an airport, parked them on the airport so that relief flights could no longer land. Explain to me the virtue of that. Explain to me. So, and then they fly in private helicopters, park them on the airport, so now private relief efforts can no longer use that runway, and then the pilots of those helicopters are gone, and now those helicopters are just sitting there. Explain to me the virtue behind it. I would love to know. Again, explain to me the virtue behind all things that are left. Explain to me the virtue of no voter ID. Explain to me the virtue of closing down a runway during a relief effort. Explain. I'd just like to know. If you're doing, again, if you were running this operation, you had thousands of people there and hundreds of helicopters and hundreds of gas trucks, supply trucks, and everything else, fine. But they're not there at all. Nobody's there. It's this whole illusion. It's so funny because all these leftist pundits on social media are like, it's all a lie what they're saying about FEMA. Send me pictures. Send me a pic. We have thousands of videos showing you FEMA not there. Thousands of videos showing you that the only people that are supplying relief are civilians. The only people conducting rescue efforts are civilians. We have thousands of those videos. You have no videos of FEMA doing anything. Show me one. Show me one. I will play it. I will play it. A matter of fact, I'll play it three times for you. I'll play it in the pre, I'll play it in the regular show, and I'll play it in the post game. Show me one video of FEMA doing anything. I remember in Corey Mills, they played this, what did we play, Friday, I think? Of Corey Mills and Glenn Beck driving through, I believe it was Asheville.
Yeah.
And nobody even saw it, but somehow Glenn Beck saw a FEMA vehicle. Pulled over, and the guy is carrying lawn chairs, and they were registering people at a civilian relief site. They weren't providing any relief. They were registering people, and they didn't even bring their brochures to register them. So the people had to take pictures of their brochures so they could call the number to not get relief. You call this number, and we'll tell you that we can't give you anything. That's all FEMA is doing. Absolutely nothing. FEMA stopping help. There they are, just sitting over there doing nothing. Nothing. Show me one picture of a FEMA helicopter supplying aid or rescuing anybody, because there's nobody there. Day 12, nobody there. All right, let's go to the next one, Insurrection Barbie video. This is a fantastic video about the mismanagement that is happening with FEMA. Play it for me.
When FEMA is also in the business of facilitating illegal immigration, it is clear that the funding management has also been woefully erroneous. There is still considerable money, billions of dollars, in the disaster relief fund from fiscal year 2024. It had about over $2 billion left in September. And now that Congress has passed the continuing resolution through December, FEMA received its apportionment, another 3 months worth, of disaster relief fund. So it actually has money to carry it out, to start getting estimates for Hurricane Helene. But Secretary Mayorkas never lets a crisis go to waste. And so he has already gone to the cameras and said, we're going to need more money. But really, this is about mismanagement by this administration. The question is becoming, are Americans being put last behind people who aren't supposed to be here, illegal aliens?
Everything you hear is a lie. It's just like when they said they're all trying to push and they're all blaming Trump for shutting it down, not allowing Republicans to vote for it with the border security bill. It's all a lie. It's not a border security bill. It's funds going to the border to hire CBP agents to facilitate illegals into the country. It's got nothing to do with border security. It's the same thing. Mayorkas is saying, as he predicts another hurricane, long before there was any hurricane near us, but he predicts, quote, there will be another hurricane and we can't afford to pay for it when it gets here. That's what he said. That's what he said. But Mayorkas claiming, you know, we don't have any funds, so he wants more funds for what? He's going to say that it goes into FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, but it's used to facilitate migrants across the border. $20 million for a welcome center in San Diego. I think $20 million would go a long way in the foothills of North Carolina. Would everybody agree? Yeah. That's this year, 2024. $20 million for a welcome center in San Diego for illegals, people committing crimes. I wonder how many of the 30,000 murderers and sex offenders that Joe Biden led into this country were facilitated through that welcome center or got to walk through the welcome center. I can just picture them walking through. It's air conditioned, you got free water, free meal, welcome center, got that elevator music kind of playing in the background. $20 million for people who broke the law getting into our country? $157 million going to Lebanon? Today? Let me just make something clear for Swethy here in the chat. Love you, Swethy. Appreciate you. Wait, put the camera on Brent. That's the guy with the electric car right there. Next there. Now, here's the thing. It's not his electric car. We're just busting his chops. Yes. He just used it. Was it like a relative's or something?
Yes.
It's like a relative's that he uses to save gas or whatever.
I have a truck. It's bigger than Pastor Tom's.
It is. Yeah. Well, it's a Toyota Tundra, right? Yeah. It's not bigger, but I mean, it's fine. But, yeah, I'm just telling, it's not bigger, but it's, I do. I like his truck a lot, though. But no, he does have a full power. He's a guy. This he can't be any more right wing than him. Yeah. I'm just letting you know. But anyway, so I wanted you to sweaty. It's okay. We know who he is. We got him. He's a true good Christian, conservative, red pilled dude. We got it. But if you ever make the mistake of driving around an electric vehicle in front of me,
you will hear about it.
You're going to hear about it. This will go on in Brent's life unless he gets mad at me like everybody else who attends the church and eventually leaves. But here's the thing. If he doesn't, he'll be hearing about this until he's dead or I'm dead.
Until you're 120.
Yeah, until 120. Because he's younger than me, so my 120 is coming a lot sooner than Brent's 120. So there you go.
It's a long time to hear about that,
right, so you only, yeah, really, I'm 56, so, you know, what's that, 40, I got 44 years on this side, 20, yeah, so I got 64 more years to go. So 64 more years. 64 more years.
64 more.
Oh, here's the FEMA truck that Glenn Beck saw. There it is. And that's the guy. Go ahead, can you run it,
Aaron? Yeah.
You know, this guy, here's the guy, that's the guy, that's FEMA. Great job. That was day 9. Day 9, that's what FEMA's doing. Great job, FEMA. Great job, FEMA. They're gonna start playing bridge. Great. Well, look at all the people they're helping. Here comes Corey Mills. Actually, Corey Mills actually conducting rescue missions. Glenn Beck actually conducting and financing rescue missions. What's FEMA doing? What's Kamala Harris doing? Nothing. But trying to stop the Glenn Becks of the world and the Corey Moores of the world. Look at this video. The Texas One video that's simply titled, Why an Unmarked Helicopter for Some Reason Comes In and Tries to Destroy... I don't know what you call it, but a relief operation in Burnsville, North Carolina. So you have a relief operation going on the ground, and a helicopter just comes in and just kind of tries to blow up the entire distribution center. Play it for me. That's enough on Aline. Let me show you a couple things, a couple of positive things here. Elon Musk video, just side by side this, guys. Incredible crowd today. Back to Butler, baby. Back to Butler, Pennsylvania. Elon Musk, look at that freaking crowd. You can't lose an election with a crowd like that. Look at that thing. Back to Butler, Pennsylvania. Look at that freaking crowd. Just let it play over and over again, guys. If it runs out, let it go back to the beginning while I'm talking about it. Look at that thing. Am I seeing things? Look at the size of that. This looks like Woodstock. Look at the size of this crowd. You cannot lose an election if you're getting a crowd like this. If somehow or another we lose this election, understand it was mass election and voter fraud. There's no way you can't. You cannot get a crowd like that in a place called Butler, Pennsylvania. No disrespect to them. I live in a small town myself. I'm just telling you, you can't get a crowd like that and lose an election. I mean, come on. Kamala Harris. I mean, look at that thing. You can't see. You can't see the end of it. And it just keeps going. Those are not even the people on the inner sanctum of this rally. Here comes the inner sanctum of the rally. There's the podium right there. There's no way you lose an election like that. All right, let's go to the next one, guys. And Wokeness tweet. Kamala is collapsing before our eyes. Again, this is Polymarket, which Polymarket is almost always correct. And you can, this is today's date right here. Presidential election winner 2024. Donald Trump odds 54%. Kamala Harris falling to 45.4%. Which, by the way, if you're a Democrat and you're down this far right now, it's over. The only way that we lose is election fraud. That's the same way we lost in 2020, is election fraud. That's the only way you can lose. You have to, if you're a Democrat, because the polls are so slanted towards Democrat, the sample size is usually 10, 12% more Democrats, or even 20, 30% more Democrats than the sample size for polling. The only way for you to win an election is if you're up by 5, 6, 7, 8% right now. She's not. It's nationally tied, and some people are now predicting that Trump wins the popular vote. Go to the next one for me, Brent. Kellyanne Conway tweet, new national poll shows race tied. It's over. You can't be tied as a Democrat. You have to be up by 5 to win. You have to be up by 5 to win because, again, all the polls are skewed heavily Democrat. The sample size inside of most polls are heavily screwed. In the polls. We are very screwed in polls, by the way. Are heavily skewed towards Democrats. In other words, if they poll 150 people, should be 75-75, right? No, what they do is they poll 90-95 Democrats and 60 Republicans. And that's what you see for polls. It's a simplistic way to look at it, a simple analogy, but that is what they do in polls. So if you're tied as a Democrat right now, it's over and you can only win by fraud. Or maybe you can win if you can seed a storm in the area of the Gulf of Mexico that hasn't had a hurricane form in it since 1880 and have it blow through the I-4 corridor. Maybe you can do that. For, as Leon Fishpuppy said, for your October surprise. All right, 10:15, that's good. I got so much more, but I won't do it. All right, Rumble Rants, Texas Billy, $50, D9597, $20, new one and only new monk, $20, the new one, Order in the Court, $20. Thank you very much, Gianna Jones. I'm seeing your name a lot. Really appreciate you. $10, the name I see every single day, Tammy L. Margaret. Thank you so much, Tammy. Appreciate you. $10. What do you think on this one, Aaron?
Riffadota.
Riffadota, $10. Thank you so much. Leon Fishpuppy, thank you. $5. Really appreciate each and every one of you. 1,114 people on right now. I'll be on in the chat during the post game. Stick around for it. It's awesome post game. Lots of great information on there. You'll really like it. Stick around for it. Love you guys. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you. What if it's a new thing if I tell you that you are supposed to prosper, that you are supposed to be wealthy? That's Psalm chapter 1, verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. The Word just told you that new thing. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. Is that a new thing for you that you need to receive it? Well, I believe that poverty is an attribute. No, Jesus became poor. And then they quote Jesus saying, he doesn't have a place to lay his head. He became poor for you, not for you to emulate the poorness. That would be like you emulating sin. He became sin, so now you sin. He became poor, so now you're poor.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lively podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.